Tonight's encouragement talk will be from Dharma holder Kate.
Last night, after our formal evening ended, David and I walked outside to have a look at what sort of outside duties needed to be done by the crew, where the leaves should be raked and so forth. And then he added, just as we were returning to the house, he added, sort of in passing, "Oh, and by the way, you'll be giving the talk tomorrow evening." I headed up to bed with this in mind, that I was going to be giving a talk. I needed to come up with something. And as usual, the brain goes into hyperdrive, you know, like, "I can take care of this. I've got it for you. You know, we'll come up with a plan and an outline and a narrative, and it'll be great." And David had mentioned it was going to be, we would be looking at the three pure precepts. I'm like, you know, cease from evil, cultivate good, save beings, got it, okay. I got up the next morning, this morning, and came down to the Zendo, and sure enough, the good old brain was still working on this problem. And it seems to be this way every time. There's a sort of process that there is no shortcut through, that I have to satisfy this aspect of myself, that I've tried everything I can. I've tried to think my way through this and to come up with a great plan, and it always falls through. So about halfway through the morning, I reached that point where I allowed my brain to do everything that it could think of to do, and we had nothing. There's a sort of, I'm going to say there's an aspect of faith that arises at that point, that it's okay to put down the doing and to sit there without knowing what to do. I think they call it zazen. And it's surprising how difficult it is to let go into that every single time. So sure that I must do something. I must take control of this situation. And it's a situation that cannot be controlled. And so, sinking into this not knowing what to do, but with a sort of trust that something would come out of that. Might not be what I thought I had in mind, but something would come out. So sure enough, things bubbled up. And one of the things that came forth was a story out of Zen Master Raven. And this is a book by Robert Aitken. Just a small book, like physically small. Has lovely little stories in it. And they are stories of a sangha formed by woodland creatures. And they're not the kind of cute woodland creatures that wear clothes and, you know, have little houses in the woods. They're actually like groundhogs and, ravens and all sorts of animals, squirrels and so forth. And they bring their particular characteristics of their species with them. So the snake is kind of he frightens everybody else in the sangha and so forth. So the story that came forward for me I don't remember it exactly, but I'm going to say, just for the sake of having something to say, that it was a muskrat who came to Zen Master Raven and asked him, "How will I know if I'm hearing the true teachings? And the raven replied, it is like moss that grows along the stream. And the muskrat said, oh, you mean because it's quite wet? It's quite wet with all that rushing water. And the Zen master raven said, sodden. So, as I remembered this story, the mind as it is wonderfully associative, you know. And so, the next thing that came forward for me was a very vivid dream that I'd had the night before, or that last night, and had quite forgotten about, and it suddenly came forth again, vividly. And it took place in the temple basement. At least what's passed as the basement in my dream. I don't really know the temple basement all that well, so I made one up. And in the basement, there was this very large pipe, maybe 2 feet in diameter, that came up out of the floor and went almost to the ceiling. It's like a conduit. And it was really old and rusty. It was quite a mess. It looked like it had had all kinds of other pipes that had fitted into it at one time or another, but they were gone now, and it just had the old fittings left and this rust and, like, you know, stuff growing on it. Just old. And I thought about that old, rusty, broken pipe. How there must be many basements with such a broken thing coming up out of it. Or maybe all of them are really just one great pipe coming up out of the basement. The thing about this one great pipe is that from the top of it was gushing water. It was gushing out over the top, unstoppable. And I went and looked for some valve to shut off the water. But there was nothing. There was no way to stop it. So here was this one great pipe, so old and rusted, really an utterly failed pipe, broken as can be. But from the top of it, an unstoppable stream of pure, clear water cascading down over the sides, wetting everything in the room, rolling out of the basement onto the lawn, everything sodden.